KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Bad Radio, happy birthday to you.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
But that reference is lost on so many people, so... All right, 257. Back at the Nelson House party, the sun is now out for the last 30 minutes, and things look like they're coming together nicely for the hard line from 3 to 7. North Texas
the
Nissan.
The hard line always gets good weather, man.
Not always.
Today it looks
I'm
all
jealous.
Right. North Texas Nissan brings you Why Today Doesn't Suck on this May 14th.
You know what? We demanded the good weather. We demanded it.
It's not fair.
It was going to rain.
It's not fair.
It was
going to
be overcast. And me and Ron just said, you know what? We're going out there today, and we're going to have a party, and we demand the sun.
Yes,
we
will have
it.
Good weather.
We will
enjoy it.
I mean, chicks were wearing sweatshirts when
exactly.
we were here.
Well,
now
you know what? You think we're going to put up with that? With the ticket chicks all bundled up? No, they're going to be in bikinis because we demanded that. And you know, Ron's look. Do we see? 3 o'clock approaching, sun breaking out.
Let there be light.
That's right.
At noon,
good things are happening.
At noon, I was drastically underdressed. Now I'm overdressed.
Bob sent promotions guys out to his,
I needed
to his Pathfinder to get a...
I needed the ticket wind jacket in the worst way. Circa 1998, I think.
You know, I wouldn't mind some sleeves, but... That's really about my only complaint.
Maybe Dan McDowell will loan you his Red Raiders basketball sweatshirt.
Cheers.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'll even give you a little sunblock for that little spot on your head.
Well, it seems like the...
I need some for that.
Seems like the ticket could get us somewhere decent and not the shotgun shack that we have to...
How about this place, huh?
Good gosh.
I lived in a shotgun shack.
It looks like the White House. The one in D.C., not the
real
one. Valley
yeah.
Ranch.
Well, you guys, did we do sponsors and everything? Are we in this?
North Texas Nissan.
Okay. We need a quick leaderboard update from Tom. Tom, you were going to tell me where Nick Price was on the leaderboard?
Yeah, he's at -3 for the tournament, 1 over for the round today.
Well,
he's all done.
You knew Tom would know where, how he was doing.
No, why are you always forcing that on us?
He may have to flee.
Of course, Nick Price is from a certain country, which is on the continent of Africa.
All Tom wants
Chad.
To talk about is...
Chad.
And it's not Chad. It's
Chad.
Southern of, south of Chad.
South Chad.
South Chad is turning into default for everyone.
Really is.
Why is it always...
Algiers.
Why is it always about Nick Price and Ernie Elsbury?
Egypt.
Why is
Lydia,
it?
Tunisia.
South Tunisia.
Botswana. The funniest name.
Madagascar.
It's actually
countries.
South Africa. On this day in 1994, Gary Gaetti participated in the 7th career triple play. I was going to ask... How many triple plays would you have to be involved in to just get a Hall of Fame pass?
Oh, God.
Interesting.
Like one every series?
Just, you never know when it's going to show up. It could be the 5th inning, could be the 8th.
But every game,
but
you
Gaetti
will turn
a triple play.
Unassisted.
You'd have to be a Hall of Famer, right?
You would have to be.
Even if you hit like 120.
No, you'd be lucky is what you'd be.
But
you'd
every
be a Hall
game.
Of Famer.
Or
if
every
you, if
other
you turned
game.
An unassisted triple play every game of your career,
right?
You know what? You'd get some kind of
you'd have
recognition
in
the Hall of Fame, but not in the Hall of Fame.
He would have to be 100% first ballot, the only 100% on every ballot Hall of Fame.
Except Conlon, who'd be covering his coffee.
On this day in 1996, May 14th, 1996.
Is he even on the Sports Reporters anymore?
No.
League MVP Brett Favre revealed he has entered the NFL substance abuse program.
Like everything else on ESPN, it's just not the same anymore.
Go ahead, Dan.
Got a message. Hey, Dan, this is Brett Favre of the Green Bay Packers. Can you tell Bab I'm sorry for throwing all those interceptions yesterday? And really appreciate it.
This is the day in 1996 that Favre went into the NFL substance abuse program, or at least...
You know, I believe one of the more famous...
Speaking of substance abuse, here's Corby.
Speaking of... Well, not speaking of anything.
Here
am I on? Am I working? I can't hear myself.
Yes, Corby, we have you.
Leech.
Bang!
Great, isn't she?
One of the biggest,
very disturbed
one of the
father.
Most famous ticket screw-ups of all time involved the Brett Favre and the Vicodin. If I do remember, I'm sure that's easily accessible within the Inco.
Whose greatest screw-ups? Oh, wait, Grego Ebrake?
I'm sorry, Grego. But it is funny.
It is funny.
I remember that yelling at
See
Expo.
The story on Vicodin?
It's Friday.
Here it is. Here we go.
Friday.
How that's the new drug of choice out in Hollywood?
No. I didn't see that.
Flash out at Expo.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that story
for
real?
I did. I can't believe they're abusing it like that.
Yeah. Like, take this guy, this actor.
I mean, young people.
Yeah. Said he was taking 100 a week. Going right, to Tijuana
so far,
to get
going
him.
You know what? Okay,
so am I.
And Matthew Perry was one of the guys. That was what he was addicted to.
Speak up,
Renee. Watch the levels there. How can you be addicted to that?
I have no idea.
What, do you mix it with booze or drink it on it?
Right.
Or eat
Brett
it? Favre's take it on its own.
You just keep eating it.
No, Brett Favre was addicted to Vicodin Expo.
That's what we were talking
so
about.
So angry.
Yeah, too.
What did you think?
Oh.
Wow.
I thought you said something else. Okay, my bad.
You know, wow. Grego, you would have been all right if you had to come back with O. If you'd have just glossed over it.
No, I was busted.
There
was no coming back from that.
But not as much would have been made of it. The O killed you.
What actually killed you was Fernando Tatis was up, and, there were runners on.
No, you know what happened? You know what happened is Teresa, our old promotions coordinator, director, walked in with the ticket chick calendar, the brand new ticket chick calendar.
Oh, worse than a Tatis at bat.
And so there's Grego flipping through it. And Reiner's looking at the same thing. If you listen to the beginning, at the very beginning, listen to how disinterested they both are in this story. Play the very beginning. See the story on Vicodin the other night, how that's the new drug of choice out in Hollywood.
No.
If you're cricket.
You're staring at Nookie girls.
I don't think I was.
Yeah, you were.
No, I don't think I was.
And Grego's sitting there, oh, yeah, I love that story. Yeah, yeah. Just rifling through November and
until
December.
Until Expo spoke up.
Even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Can't believe they're abusing that. How could they abuse that? What did you think we were talking about?
I had no idea.
Here's an email. Dan, please wish my sweet, clean P1 wife, Melanie Dunton, a happy 28th birthday, Friday the 14th.
No.
Signed, former Joshua Owl great Scott Dunton, Reiner called my greatest high school basketball shot in 1988.
I sure did.
Do we have audio of that?
Reiner,
as a matter of fact, we do.
Joshua Owl play-by-play, the voice of the Owls.
Actually, that came against the Cleburne Yellow Jackets.
Watch out for Clee.
Dude.
That's right.
That's when it all started.
I was the voice of the Yellow Jacket basketball
Were
squad
you?
That year, yes.
Every game.
Every game.
Hmm.
Even if they ended past midnight.
Were you a homer?
Was I a homer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cheerleader?
Hey, homer?
No, it's homo.
Oh.
Ron. Sit down, Ron.
Probably hoping good things were going to happen for the Jackets.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Joey Cora is 39.
Cora.
Hey, Cora.
Well, I got a great drop, too, when he hit that, finally hit that home run. I was watching ESPN News, and the announcer was like, and Cora! So I T-voted.
It's Alex.
That's good time.
Oh, whatever. What's the difference?
Dennis Martinez is 49.
Tippy.
Perfect game.
Tony Perez is 62.
Did you know the relievers, the pitchers who have relieved each other
have
the same surname more than any other, or those two, in the history of baseball?
Jason Stark tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Shocking. Quick is 45.
Pitchers who relieved each other.
Billy Great. Eagle Great.
He snapped his leg.
Dick Tidrow is 57.
Dirt.
Gump
no, wait a minute. Dick Tidrow.
Yeah, wait a minute. I think he has a little bit of history.
Yeah, so does El Presidente.
You mean El Perfecto?
Gump Worsley is 75.
You mean the mayor? Gump! We love Gump Worsley.
We met him.
Yeah. Didn't you have him on?
Yeah. Up at the All-Star Game in Durando.
He offered you a box of chocolates.
When I was up in Montreal in the middle of summer with no hockey going on cable access up there, they could find nothing better to do than have him on.
Hey, that's a good move. Their programming people are smart.
Cate Blanchett is 35.
Root.
Not so much.
Okay. F me then.
Jack Bruce is 61.
She's probably a womp.
The great Jack Bruce.
She got Billy Goat chin, though.
What's a womp?
A womp.
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 You can't even say it. It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
Womp.
Go ahead. Tell him what it is.
W-A-N-P.
Womp.
A widely acclaimed nice piece.
Womp. If you can't say it, like MILF is easy to say.
As opposed to a yuomp.
Oh.
which
is a universally acclaimed nice piece.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
That's the drop.
Oh.
Very quiet of Greg, though.
What's the matter? You don't like that? You're laughing?
I was just looking at Lee walking by thinking that she'd probably fall in there somewhere.
Well, widely acclaimed, I would imagine.
Lee is
That's
wonderful.
What they generally start
you
off
know Lee's
with.
In a band. Did you know?
No, and I'm just now finding that out in recent days.
Yeah. She's in a rock outfit. And she's a nurse.
She's never told
she's
you.
She's a nurse?
Yeah, she is. Look at her tattoo.
She's a registered nurse?
She's some kind of nurse.
Candy
she's,
striper.
She's never
she's
told
She's nurse
you
enough
that.
To have a Red Cross tattooed on her wrist.
I need an enema.
I don't think that's what you get when you...
She's never told you that while you forced her to hug
wow,
you.
Wow, lied poor guy cracked himself up with that. Did you hear that?
CC DeVille
poor guy laughing at his own shtick.
42. CC DeVille? Yes, Bob is going to steal this one. That's Reiner's favorite movie director. That's Cecil B. DeMille. Oh. Do you like Poison?
Oh, yeah.
Did your parents like it when you liked Poison?
No, they weren't really into me liking Poison.
What is this?
You know, you never... Oh, I have never seen you look so good.
Are they the ones that sing Cherry Pie?
No, it's Warren.
Warren.
Are they the ones that sing Every Rose Has Its Thorns?
Yes.
Oh, really?
The Cat Wedding Song. Just imagine Lady Cat strolling down the aisle.
Well, see, I always thought this was the first dance.
No, this is what she came down the aisle
with. Oh, really?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Ask him.
Black lipstick.
Come on.
Yeah. He's got every nail painted black. And he's got his mullet. I mean, instead of wearing a tux, he had his, like, leather jacket on.
Black
with his zipper
wedding gown.
That, like, came to the midriff. It was really bad, man. Cat was struggling back then.
George Lucas
but
is
down
60.
But down the aisle. Come on.
Down the aisle, yeah.
I bet that guy didn't have to worry about paying the light bill every month.
No.
This could probably be his...
This right here could be his bathhouse.
That is his crapper right there.
Fab Morvan is 38.
Dance, brown-eyed girl. Love his work.
Tim Roth is 43.
Genius.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Wasn't he in that real bad Planet of the Apes? Tim Roth?
Tim Roth, yeah. He was also in the real good Reservoir Dogs and the even better Pulp Fiction.
He was Honey Bunny.
Ooh, I didn't see that one.
And Grego being the only human who walked out of Pulp Fiction.
Why?
This is completely out of order. It makes no sense.
Horrible movie.
You need
horrible movie.
No,
horrible.
This series cannot be
horrible
proven.
Four-star movie that's horrible.
Who gave you? I didn't give it 4 stars.
Everybody else
because
in America did.
Well, that means they know more than me? No. I
yes,
don't
they
think
do.
So.
Yeah, but America kicked LaToya off Idol the other night, too. What do they know?
Exactly. Sometimes America gets it wrong.
Sometimes America does get it wrong.
And
nominated for all kinds of Academy Awards.
We went through that yesterday.
It was Chariots of Fire.
Another great movie.
That was a good movie.
Sometimes the pizza box is
Right,
got a couple of happy
unbearable lightness of being. That was nominated for a lot of
movie.
Oh yeah, that was a good movie. The chief did not like.
Bluebell.
Yep, it's just sitting out on the counter. It's all melted with a spoon in it.
Reiner's big crocodile tears surrounding the Bluebell.
Big bag of pot right out there on the
coffee. Oh, for the pot party,
some spares. Unless you guys want to follow Dave's sound effects and go.
No, we don't need to do that. Go ahead.
Can you imagine Mike?
Spares.
Can you imagine Mike back in the day? At one
if
year...
we go now, we might miss Stevie Wonder.
Spares? Spares?
What?
Yeah,
I'll save
spares.
It for later.
Imagine me back in the day.
I'll save it for later. Okay. Line 4 guy just had to shoehorn that one in.
He's taking valuable airtime from Corby.
Walter Berry is 40.
I need my money. I get paid by the word.
St. John's?
But Sean Leonard's 31.
Snake.
Minnesota?
Yeah. Kmart, 39 today.
BC?
Calvin Martin.
Kenyon Martin is 39.
Yeah, he'll get busted for some pot while he's on the North Texas payroll.
Kelvin Martin?
Look out that
window.
Is he the one who returned the punt against Philly?
Yes.
Look in that
completely changed the Cowboys season around.
Yeah, it wasn't
well,
Jimmy. It was Kelvin.
No. Jimmy put him out there to return that punt.
Pooh Richardson is 38.
Pooh.
And our feature spare today, Tony Sparagusa is 37.
Boy,
hey,
and what
can
a,
you really be spare if you're in The Sopranos?
What a great actor.
What is he doing?
Yeah. You can be a spare and be in
David
the
Lee Roth in The Sopranos.
He's taken over
again,
the series.
Not
nothing wrong with David Lee Roth.
Nowadays, yes, there is.
Born on this day, now dead, Bobby Darin. Dead on this day, still dead,
Mac
Lyle Alzado.
Mac the Knife.
Hugh Beaumont.
Ward Cleaver.
Billy Burke, Dave DeBuscher, Rita Busher. Hayworth, Keith Relf,
Yardbirds,
Robert Stack,
Mess,
Frank Sinatra. A lot of
Billy Burke. Billy Burke, wasn't that the Wicked Witch? Wicked Witch of the West. Robert Stack, Airplane.
Day to die.
Boy, this is a big death day.
And according to Tyler.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Take me back, guys. I made a big mistake.
Better to die in Austin.
I need you.
What?
I need you.
What?
All right, the Hard Line is coming up next. Thanks to Bo and his family for having us at
and
the Nelson House Party.
We'll see you guys out here. Just sticking around, right?
And to Luke. You know, let's not forget Luke.